What Acme product would you use if you had the chance?
We need a hole so we can throw our stuff down it.
What kind of hole are we talking here? How big of a hole?
Well, it doesn't need to be very big because it's infinite.
So just endless.
Endless hole.
All right, suppose out of that lamp appeared and Oz came out of that lamp. What would you wish for?
Easier question. No, probably for Tessie, actually.
We're
way too far away, man. We're in Black River Falls here. You just can't walk to the store and buy a Portessi.
Who's had the least amount of sleep on your team?
Probably be Alec. He took a couple naps, but he's been powering pretty hard.
What is the overall state of your team right now?
Not drunk enough, but working on it.
Danny DeVito, Bill Murray, and the Oz walk into a bar. What next?
Danny DeVito orders a drink. Bill Murray orders two.
And what does the Oz do?
Well, I think the obvious answer is either three or zero.
What did your team do to survive the end of the world?
Hunkered down, cut supplies, canned beef, Backler's canned beef, big cans, gallon cans. That's about it.
Gallon cans of beef?
The can just progressively got bigger.
Big can. It's a big can of beef.
Can you give me your best Porky the Pig impersonation?
Deep-a-deep-a-dee, let's party!
Woo! Woo-hoo!
What's the tastiest radio station in the whole universe?
90 FM, duh.
Duh. For Trivia Focus, I'm Connor Godfrey.
And I'm Aubrey Giordano.
Thank you for playing Trivia 44.
Trivia Focus is provided by Dairyland Cycle Insurance, a Century Insurance company. To find a local Dairyland Cycle agent or get a quote, visit DairylandCycle.com or call 1-866-324-7952.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the Trivia community since 1997, 3601 Main Street. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part of the Stevens Point community at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local. And to succeed in today's world, you need a plan. At Travel Guard, we offer employees the tools and opportunities to achieve. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, from hour 29 is 6 feet under. Again, the winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for hour 29 is 6 feet under. To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with your team ID number label in it to the 90 FM studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. Team standings as of hour 28. In fifth place with 4,110 points is Freshly Squeezed. In fourth place with 4,370 points is Tin Man. In third place with 4,645 points is Dad's Computers, 35 Years of Trivia. In second place with 4,750 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In first place with 5,475 points is Festivus for the Rest of Us. Here are the point values for questions in hour 28. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 30 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 15 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. Question 8 is worth 10 points. Again, here are the point values for questions in hour 30. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 30 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 15 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. Again, those are for hour 30 of Trivia 44. And now for question 1 of hour 30 of Trivia 44. When alive, this fictional character was a miserly old man. After he met his end, he was dumped in the Woolly Swamp, you know, way back in Booger Woods. It is folk legend that his ghost gets up and walks around. What is the first and last name of this ghost? Again, question 1 for hour 30 of Trivia 44. When alive, this fictional character was a miserly old man. After he met his end, he was dumped in the Woolly Swamp, you know, way back in Booger Woods. It is folk legend that his ghost gets up and walks around. What is the first and last name of this ghost?
And once again, just to clarify, those point values were for hour 28. The ones that were just read were for hour 28. And the question that was just read was the first question of hour 30. Good luck, trivia players.
Trivia 44 and Dylan Shanahan.
$500 and they'll set us free. I couldn't raise a penny if you threaten me. I know $500 don't sound like much, but just try to find somebody to touch. So here we are in the Tijuana jail. Ain't got no friends.
We are in the middle of question one, hour 30. When alive, this fictional character was a miserly old man. After he met his end, he was dumped in the Woolly Swamp. You know, way back in Booger Woods. It is folk legend that his ghost gets up and walks around. What is the first and last name of this ghost?
Baby, Sherry.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. Question one of hour 30. When alive, this fictional character was a miserly old man. After he met his end, he was dumped in the Woolly Swamp, you know, way back in Booger Woods. It is folk legend that his ghost gets up and walks around. What is the first and last name of this ghost? And the answer is Lucius Clay. The answer for question number one, hour 30, is Lucius Clay. On to question number two, a multi-award-winning actress, upon revealing on her life, made a following observation. When you come right down to it, I haven't lived life as a woman at all. I've lived life like a man, like a selfish man. I've been a pig, and now I'm supposed to be paying the price. The funny thing is, though, that I don't feel I am paying any price. What is the first and last name of this actress? Again, question two, hour 30. A multi-award-winning actress, upon reflecting on her life, made the following observation. When you come right down to it, I haven't lived life as a woman at all. I've lived life like a man, like a selfish man. I've been a pig, and now I'm supposed to be paying the price. The funny thing is, though, that I don't feel I am paying any price. What is the first and last name of this actress? In the middle of question number two of hour 30, a multi-award-winning actress, upon reflecting on her life, made the following observation. When you come right down to it, I haven't lived a life as a woman at all. I've lived life like a man, like a selfish man. I've been a pig, and now I'm supposed to be paying the price. The funny thing is, though, that I don't feel I am paying any price. What is the first and last name of this actress? down in the back. Phones down in the back. A multi-award winning actress, upon reflecting on her life, made the following observation. When you come right down to it, I haven't lived a life as a woman at all. I've lived life like a man, like a selfish man. I've been a pig, and now I'm supposed to be paying the price. The funny thing is, though, that I don't feel I am paying any price. What is the first and last name of that actress? And that is Katharine Hepburn. The answer is Katharine Hepburn.
Okay, now we're going to do what Annie wanted to do before. Could you get out music snippet number two,
please?
It's all set. It is, okay. Go ahead and play those, please.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I can't hear.
Yeah.
I can't hear. All right. So, allow me to tell you, that is music snippet number two. Oh, you know, dude, I'm on the air! So now what we do is, see, we power off. And I might forget to turn it on later. Okay, so anyhow, I'm going to give you the point values for music snippet number two and the answers, okay? I will give you the song title and the artist, although you weren't required to give the artist. Music snippet two, song number one is Telephone by Lady Gaga. The second one, and that was worth 15 points. Love is a Battlefield by Pat Benatar was worth 15 points. The third song snippet was My Boyfriend's Back by the Angels, worth 25 points. Fourth song, The Shoop Shoop Song by Betty Everett, and that was worth 85 points. Fifth song, Ironic, Alanis Morissette, that was worth 15 points. The sixth one is Ferry Boat Serenade by the Andrews Sisters, and that was worth 40 points. The seventh is Stony End by Barbara Streisand, worth 335 points. And the eighth one is You Got the Love by Rufus, worth 25 points. Once again, I'll give you the songs and the point values. Telephone is number one, worth 15 points. Love is a Battlefield, worth 15 points. My Boyfriend's Back, worth 25 points. The Shoop Shoop Song, worth 85 points. Ironic, worth 15 points. Ferry Boat Serenade, worth 40 points. Stony End, worth 335 points. And You Got the Love, worth 25 points. Thanks, Dylan.
No problem. All right, on to question number three of hour 30. In a television commercial for an automobile brand, a couple is seen leaving the Rainwater Grill, getting into a car and driving off, and the commercial is used to promote an annual event. What is the name of that event? Question 3, hour 30. In a television commercial for an automobile brand, a couple is seen leaving the Rainwater Grill, getting into a car and driving off. The commercial is used to promote an annual event. What is the name of that event? We are in the middle of question number 3 of hour 30. In a television commercial for an automobile brand, a couple is seen leaving the Rainwater Grill, getting into a car, and driving off. The commercial is used to promote an annual event. What is the name of that event? Phones down in the back. Question 3 of hour 30. In a television commercial for an automobile brand, a couple is seen leaving the Rainwater Grill, getting into a car, and driving off. The commercial is used to promote an annual event. What is the name of that event? And the answer for question number 3 is Sign Then Drive Event. Question number 3, hour 30, Sign Then Drive Event. I'm going to get to commercial, and then I'll get to question number 4.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery, presenting new Cider Boys Peach County Hard Cider. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. The University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. And Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department.
All right, we're on question number 4 of hour 30. A big screen soldier is seen entering a vacated office of his late friend, a friend who passed after defending the soldier in a bar fight. The soldier hits the side of a soda vending machine with his hand, and with Arthur Fonzarelli-like powers, gets a bottle of soda to fall from the machine. He opens it and pauses to enjoy it while he recites the last words that his friend spoke. What is the first and last name of this soda-drinking soldier? Again, question 4, hour 30. A big-screen soldier is seen entering the vacated office of his late friend, a friend who passed after defending the soldier in a bar fight. The soldier hits the side of a soda vending machine with his hand, and with Arthur Fonzarelli-like powers, gets a bottle of soda to fall from the machine. He opens it and pauses to enjoy it while he recites the last words that his friend spoke. What is the first and last name of this soda-drinking soldier? Okay, we are in the middle of question four. A big screen soldier is seen entering the vacated office of his late friend, a friend who passed after defending the soldier in a bar fight. The soldier hits the side of a soda vending machine with his hand and with Arthur Fonzarelli-like powers, gets a bottle of soda to fall from the machine. He opens it and pauses to enjoy it while he recites the last words that his friend spoke. What is the first and last name of this soda-drinking soldier?
Things you want are real.
You have you to complete, and there is a
the midget standing tall,
and the giant beside him about to fall. Saying makes
Okay, phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. Question four of hour 30. A big screen soldier is seen entering the vacated office of his late friend, a friend who passed after defending the soldier in a bar fight. The soldier hits the side of a soda vending machine with his hand, and with Arthur Fonzarelli-like powers, gets a bottle of soda to fall from the machine. He opens it and pauses to enjoy it while he recites the last words that his friend spoke. What is the first and last name of this soda-drinking soldier? And the answer is Eustace Clay. Again, the answer for question number four is Eustace Clay. On to question number five, check out picture number 10 in the New Trivia Times. They look like some hip-looking performers. What is the full name of the performing group in picture number 10 in New Trivia Times? Please be complete. Question 5, hour 30. Check out picture number 10 in New Trivia Times. They look like some hip-looking performers. What is the full name of the performing group in picture number 10 in the New Trivia Times? Please be complete.
How you doing out there? You ever seem to have one of those days where it just seems like everybody's getting on your case, from your teacher all the way down to your best girlfriend? Well, you know, I used to have them just about all the time, but I found a way to get out of it. Let me tell you about it.
We are in the middle of question number 5 of hour 30. Check out picture number 10 in the New Trivia Times. They look like some hip-looking performers. What is the full name of the performing group in picture number 10 in New Trivia Times? Please be complete.
day at a time. I'm a traveling man. Yes, I'm a traveling man. Oh, I'm a comer and a goer and a six-man band. Well, I'm a California man. My instrument in hand, I'm a
Okay, phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. Question number 5, hour 30. Check out picture number 10 in New Trivia Times. They look like some hip-looking performers. What is the full name of the performing group in picture number 10 in New Trivia Times? Please be complete. The answer is Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. The answer for question 5 is Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. On to question number 6, they were described by fictional Hollywood columnist Dora Bailey as being household names, like bacon and eggs. What are the last names of these two fictional performers? Again, question 6, hour 30. They were described by fictional Hollywood columnist Dora Bailey as being household names, like bacon and eggs. What are the last names of these two fictional performers? We are in the middle of question 6, hour 30. They were described by fictional Hollywood columnist Dora Bailey as being household names like Bacon and Eggs. What are the last names of these two fictional performers?
You can shake an apple off an apple tree. Shake a shake of sugar, but you'll never shake me. No siree. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna run my fingers through your long black hair and squeeze you tighter than a grizzly bear. Yes, sir, me. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. Hide in the kitchen, hide in the hall. Ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and a kiss and starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear it apart. I'm gonna take a tiger from his daddy's side. And that's how love is gonna keep us tied. Oh yeah. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm in the kitchen, I'm in the hall. I ain't gonna do you no good at all. But once I catch your hand, the kissing starts. A team of wild horses couldn't tear on the fall. I gotta take a tiger from his daddy's side. And that's how my love is gonna keep us tied. Yes, sir, me, oh. I'm gonna stick like glue, yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue, yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue.
All right, phones down in the back, phones down in the back. Question 6 of Hour 30. They were described by a fictional Hollywood columnist, Dora Bailey, as being household names like Bacon and Eggs. What are the names of these last two fictional performers? And the answer is Lockwood Lamont. The answer for question 6, Hour 30, is Lockwood Lamont. On to question number 7, all golfers are superstitious individuals who tinker and would change their swing or equipment if they think it might improve their game. One such professional golfer won a PGA event with a putter that he had found in a woman's attic. He also went on to win a major championship with a putter that he purchased while in Europe just prior to that championship. What is the first and last name of this championship-winning golfer? Again, question 7, Hour 30. All golfers are superstitious individuals who tinker and would change their swing or equipment if they think it might improve their game. One such professional golfer won a PGA event with a putter that he had found in a woman's attic. He also went on to win a major championship with a putter that he purchased while in Europe just prior to that championship. What is the first and last name of this championship-winning golfer?
Morning, girl. How'd you sleep last night? You're several ages older now. Your eyes have started showing how. The little girl's growing now. Morning, girl. Was that you last night? Crying on the radio. Begging for a way to go. To go back where love wasn't jumbled so. Oh no, things are different now than they were before. You know love is more than kisses, a whole lot more. Morning, girl. Put your dreams away and read your box of Cheerios and powder puff that pretty nose and go out and find your man where the wild wind blows. Morning, girl.
Okay, we are in the middle of question number 7 of hour 30. All golfers are superstitious individuals who tinker and would change their swing or equipment if they think it might improve their game. One such professional golfer won a PGA event with a putter that he had found in a woman's attic. He also went on to win a major championship with a putter that he purchased while in Europe just prior to that championship. What is the first and last name of this championship-winning golfer? In the back, phones down in the back. Question number 7 of hour 30. All golfers are superstitious individuals who tinker and would change their swing or equipment if they think it might improve their game. One such professional golfer won a PGA event with a putter that he had found in a woman's attic. He also went on to win a major championship with a putter that he purchased while in Europe just prior to that championship. What is the first and last name of the championship winning golfer? And the answer is Lee Trevino. The answer for question number 7 is Lee Trevino. On to question number 8. What is the name of the periodical which released an edition which featured an apparently broken FDA-approved tamper-proof safety seal with a warning that the seal must be intact because it is the only assurance of absolute purity? Again, question 8, hour 30. What is the name of the periodical which released an edition which featured an apparently broken FDA-approved tamper-proof safety seal with a warning that the seal must be intact because it is the only assurance of absolute purity?
Well, you've got your diamonds and you've got your pretty clothes, and the chauffeur drives your car. You let everybody know, but don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with. Your mother, she's an heiress, owns a block in St. John's Wood, and your father'd be there with her if he only could. But don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire.
definitely not in Knightsbridge anymore. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Now you've got some diamonds, and you will have some others. But you better watch your step, girl, or start living with your mother. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with mine. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with mine.
Okay, we are on question number 8. What is the name of the periodical which released an edition which featured an apparently broken FDA-approved tamper-proof safety seal with a warning that the seal must be intact because it is the only assurance of absolute purity?
Phones down in the back, phones down in the